5, 6, 7. Oh, see what I did there?
That was clever. That was. Paper one went terribly because I missed that question.
Oh, that it was an 8 marker. It was really hard. I wrote a load of crap. Absolute crap. It was really hard.
Yeah.
I'm happy with my English language. I got.
Hello and welcome back to the Stupid Opinion of Teenagers podcast.
Hello, I'm Will Jones.
I'm Jerome McVitty, the people, the reason, the person you're here for.
I don't know.
Yeah, they are here for Jerome.
They're here for me.
Great. Okay.
Sorry.
You heard it here first. She's here for me.
Who isn't here for Jerome?
Who isn't here for me?
Me.
Who are you here for then, Will?
I'm a people's man.
Oh, well, thank you.
So you're JJ, are you?
What, sorry?
JJ for Spider-Man.
JJ.
Yeah.
Oh, Miles Morales. I'm deeply in love with Miles Morales. Did you know that?
Which one? Cartoon or?
Oh, any version of Miles Morales. He's just got the swagger.
Wow. Right. Okay. Anyway. Hello. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. As you can see, this podcast drifts whenever it has a moment to. No, it's moved.
I'm sorry, I just saw that.
Don't worry.
The audio from us screaming.
Oh, is it? Is it loud? Is it?
Sorry, headphones. Anyway, we'll keep them rolling.
Yeah.
I love
hello. Yeah, we're going to continue. Yes, that's exactly what we're going to do. I'm going to start this segment off with.
Stop. This is exciting. He's reached down to get something.
I've got something. Now, you guys are not going to be excited with this.
Yeah.
Now, addictions. Obsessions. Not addictions, obsessions.
It's Pokemon cards.
It is Pokemon cards. Now, ever since Christmas last year, I stopped collecting Pokemon cards. I had a really bad year. I got barely anything. And the people who bought the cards for me, had lost a lot of money. And me, because I buy some extras to open up on Christmas Day with Evie last year. And we didn't get a lot, did we?
No.
No, she's listening. But no, we didn't get a lot. But recently I've had the urge to go back.
Well, you're not really having a struggle with addiction right there. You know, if you get the urge for it, it's okay to do it again.
Of course it is.
Can you just...
Context?
No, just never mind. Never mind. We've got cake.
We have cake. Lemon drizzle.
No, it's like changing the subject. We got cake.
No, get out the Pokemon cards.
Now, I brought this up because Evie has an obsession at the moment. And what is that obsession? Every time Evie comes over, she hops on the PlayStation to play Minecraft.
Ooh.
She's a Minecraft girl.
You're a Minecraft girl.
You know that I go between Minecraft and Spider-Man, right?
Oh, really?
When I build something in Minecraft, I will go on to Spider-Man for a bit.
Well, that's a 16-rated game. You shouldn't be playing that.
You're the one who made me play it in the first place!
Oh, my God! What the heck? That is ridiculous! That's twice!
Turn it off, then!
That's crazy!
Goes off, but it went off last time we were recording. That's episode one.
Listen, okay, the clocks must be part of the conversation. Why did you turn it on?
I don't know how it works.
This is the one I had when Nanny and Granddad went off on holiday. You just
back to my conversation. So Evie likes Minecraft. She's really bad at killing the creepers. Everybody,
they are really annoying. They blow up my dogs.
Dogs.
Like I don't really know anything about Minecraft. I'm not really a Minecraft guy.
I tame all my dogs.
Oh.
Gold.
I got the diamonds. I did. I promise I didn't spoil them. I got them.
She likes to switch between
yes, because
cheating and
no, I do. I switch between creative. That's only because when I got to build stuff, I try to get the blocks in. Because you can't find concrete just lying around, can you? For coloured buildings.
Can you,
your
mate.
Accent goes all over the place. That's one thing I've noticed today.
Yeah, it does.
It like flicks between like Yorkshire, like Manchester, and like Cornwall all at once.
Yeah, I go between accents quite a lot. I can go from like being like really, yeah, what you want, man, to going very posh, like
classic
Will.
Classic London.
To going a bit like
Will's accent's not that.
I go quite posh, like Will sometimes.
We've got quite similar accents.
Yes, yeah, we're quite.
No, Jeremiah's got a different. Jeremiah's got a different. You guys are both well spoken, yeah, but Jeremiah's got a different accent to Will.
We're not posh like each other.
We're not like. Oh, well, hello.
That's disgusting. But yeah, no, we're well spoken.
Pokemon cards.
Pokemon cards. Now.
So where does Minecraft come into this, Will?
Because it was addiction, and I wanted to just tell everyone that your addiction is real. So.
Thanks.
I bought this card. Now, can I have some predictions how much I bought this for? My first purchase.
Too much money.
It is Japanese. Since my first purchase since Christmas last year.
I don't want it to be, but I'm going to say £25.
I was going to say £30+.
Okay, I'll let you see it now.
That's a nice card. That's a nice card.
Oh, sorry.
Well, surely that's bad if it's got writing on it. Surely that lowers the price.
It's on the case, isn't it?
It's on the sleeve.
Oops. No, it's not on the ruddy sleeve.
It's on the sleeve.
Sleeve.
Now I have to damage my chances of getting a PSA 10 just to show this turd. Look at that. It shines beautifully.
Beautiful
people.
Is it a trainer card?
No, it's not a bloody trainer card.
It's a bloody whale.
It's a whale.
It's a bloody
and a fish.
Whale.
Not a trainer card. Not a trainer card. The one with the yellow corners.
It's a whale.
Tag team.
That's it.
How much do you think it is? So you said 20, 23, 25.
I'm saying £22 for that.
I said 30 plus. It's quite a nice card. It's been mint condition. It's Japanese. It's got to be quite.
Do you know,
be worth
do you know
quite
there's
a bit.
A nick at the bottom. There's a nick. At
okay,
the
I'm taking it down to £19.
28.
By the way, if I had this graded at 10, so when it's put in a plastic slab, it would be worth about
pounds.
No, it would be worth about £400.
No, it wouldn't. Don't lie. It's a piece of card with a bloody whale.
Oh, it is.
It would
it
be.
Would
that
be.
In your
do you mind, it would be. There's a card for over £1,000. That's PSA, isn't it?
I literally own one of those PSA cards on my book.
No, that was worth about £20.
You told me I would make hundreds.
No, no, but when it the market's inflating, so it may increase in price. I paid £43 for this. £43.
Nah.
Told you it was 30 plus.
£43. For one card.
Please tell me you're joking, William.
No, and I'm not done there.
No, look me in the eyes and tell me you paid £43 for that.
I paid £43 for this son of a
bitch. You look so sorry for him.
And the fish.
Well. You've just earned money on your new cafe job, and now you're bloody spending it on a whale.
You mean it's not like he's sponsoring one of those whales in like Antarctica or something?
How are you sponsoring a whale in Antarctica?
Probably be a better cause, to be honest. I'm going to send that off to get graded, and I really, really want it to make a 10. It won't make a 10 now I've seen it, which is unfortunate. Yeah, that's my addiction, and I thought you guys should know that I am going back into it now. I'm committed, fully committed.
Brilliant.
Before we move on, Jam, have you got any addictions?
That's a good question.
Something that you just can't stop, Say it's like a TV show, can't stop watching it.
I do like toast. I do. I'm very addicted to toast.
Toast. I mean, like a TV show, like a thing.
I do have an addiction.
Do you?
I do. My addiction is really niche.
What does niche mean?
Abstract.
Sorry.
The program Outnumbered. Do you know it?
No.
Australian.
English.
Okay, no.
Australian. English.
It's like this family, and they're based in a little house. I think it's in I don't know.
Can I get a guess here? Is it to do with a big family?
Not really. There's only four of them. Five of them. Mm. And basically, it's comedy. But the kids were improvising the lines as they filmed the show.
Really?
So it's hilarious.
Yeah.
I recommend it. That's really my only addiction.
When was it made?
Oh, well, years ago now. It's really old.
Like 90s, 80s, 2000s,
2010s. Like 2000s, early 2000s.
You're a controlled person then.
Yeah, I don't really get addicted to things, really.
I do. I get very addicted to things. I will find something, obsess, addict over it, and then I'll just go completely off it.
Music.
Bands.
Bands. Minecraft. Everything.
Just certain bands that I'll go on and off.
That's interesting. I don't know why.
Do you not do that? I get very pissed. I was very pissed with Green Day. Drummer. I've gone off them a bit now. I think my new obsession is MCR.
MCR?
K-pop.
No, they are not K-pop. Yeah, it's K-pop. No, it's not. Yeah. They're, let's just say, emo. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, it's rock. Emo,
it's not emo. Do you know emo actually means it's just a shortened version of emotional, right?
Yeah, that is exactly what you are.
Be nice. And that's I just kicked him under the table and not even knew.
Okay, anyway. But they're not. I'm actually going to see them next year.
Really?
Ooh.
Emos?
They're not. They classed as emo rock, but then again, some of their music isn't. Some of their music
so they are
isn't.
Emo. I'm confused. Mm. Are they emo or are they not emo?
Okay, I'm going to search it up on my camera.
They are emo, is what we're getting at. By the way, we're eating. I don't know if we mentioned cake.
Yes, Joanna did.
Lemon drizzle.
Lemon drizzle.
British.
We got cake.
British. This is Brit. All written all over it there, lads.
Bob Marley, lads.
Sorry.
Official mug.
Official mug. Check it out. Merch. We're brand new.
So we've had this for years. They are people consider them as emo. Okay, Michael Morris. People consider them as emo, although their band's music is alternative rock and pop punk and punk rock. But it also leads to different things. And their thing is their aesthetic is emo, but their music isn't.
It's emo.
That's what you pretty much said there.
Do you know what? I stand for it. Maybe I'll try listening to some emo music before we next record and I'll give my review next time.
No, listen, their music is heavier than emo music. Listen, emo music is more like Panic at the Disco, Pierce the Veil. My Chemical Romance is a completely different type of this.
Slow down, man!
Sorry. Okay, so emo sounds more like Panic at the Disco.
Hey, I'm sorry to break it to you, but I've no idea what that is. I don't know what any of these are.
It's fine. And Pierce the Veil type of stuff, okay?
Yeah.
But My Chemical Romance has got more like a rock, punk type of sound to them.
Right.
They sound less emo than the other bands do.
So they're a bit more like the Beatles.
Yeah.
They're not
like
the Beatles.
Emo Beatles.
No.
Emo Beatles.
They are the emo
the black
cousins
submarine.
Of them.
We all live in... Yeah, but it's emo. So
okay, 5, 6, 7, 8.
We all live in the black submarine. Sorry, Joe.
Sorry.
You say this.
We do. We need to stop ganging up on emo.
I don't mind classing them as emo. It's just when people go like, oh, you listen to an emo band, you are emo.
Yeah, well, you do that.
Yeah, you do it. You call me emo all the time, Will. You go, oh yeah, she's emo. She's such an emo kid.
State the facts. Just the facts, Will Jones.
It's not a fact. It's not a fact.
Just
not
the facts
a
with
fact.
JJ.
Yeah, very smart, very smart. Moving on.
We're really on a tangent. What were we talking about?
Addictions. But we're past okay. Addictions. So. Goss, is it? What was it?
You guys are gonna do your what was it?
The table. Hoss off the table. Okay, right, hang on. Right, pretend you haven't heard that. We've got a brand new segment. It's called
Hot Off the Table.
Ooh.
No. Hot off the group. Start again.
We've got a brand new segment for you. It's crazy. It's called
Hot Off the Group Chat.
Ooh.
Whoa. Now explain, Evie.
Me? Well, they decided to make this segment of where I tell gossip from my age group.
Yeah, we don't know any of them.
Because I'm younger than them.
Skibbity toilet.
That is so old.
Skibbity toilet.
It's like 2 years ago. That's from a long time ago.
No.
And I guess gossip. I'm not very into gossip that much.
Oh, I don't believe that.
Bollocks.
You're a girl. Come on.
That's so stereotypical. You're a girl. You must know.
It's true. Girls always have goss. Right, come on. Spill the beans.
On an actual group chat.
Just anything. What's been going on? What's the hot goss? What has Kylie said to Maya? You know, that kind of thing. But don't use their names.
Yeah, you can use fake names.
There is no Kylie. There's no Maya in my school.
Well, there is now.
Okay. I think the most recent gossip I remember is so on our actual group chat.
Yeah.
We got this year 8 group chat, obviously.
Mm-hmm. And
so this girl, Leavers.
Carry on.
This girl, we're going to call her...
Orla.
Orla. Yeah,
okay.
Orla, okay. We're going to call her Orla. Right. She's on the group chat. And you know how like, the biggest new thing to say nowadays is like 6, 7.
Yeah, we learned about this last time. 6, 7. Yes. Should we have practice? 5, 6, 7? Oh, see what I did there?
That was subtle.
Thank you.
Okay. So, ready?
Yeah.
You guys got to do it because I can't do it.
Oh, we're doing it.
Oh, what?
Three, I'm holding a microphone.
Two, one,
six,
seven.
Wasn't it so weird? No, it's like, it's more
you
like.
You have to go like this with your hands. That's what you can
say. Yeah, it's a bit like
six,
that. Like,
seven.
Okay, three, two, not a shimmy wheel. It's like.
Six, oh, seven.
Did we do it good?
You did it all right. Yeah. I just will. Because what you're doing is you're like, no, I didn't know the wedding. I was like, yeah.
Stop bumbling.
Sorry.
You sound like you're talking Welsh.
So I got really bad speech, right? You know, you're doing a dance, okay? It's more like anyway.
Carry on.
Anyway,
back,
so
back
what
off.
Did all
the anyway, so all of them the great chat. She said like one message, right? And it said 6-7, okay. Mm. And so this girl, I usually friends with. Let's call her Maya.
Oh, Maya.
So she goes, shut the hell up to her.
That's bad.
And then just having a go at her saying, you're so annoying. What is wrong with you?
Oh my gosh.
You just need to shut up sometimes.
It's not a drill.
And then this other girl, another girl, her friend.
Let's wait, who's her friend? Maya's friend.
Maya's friend. Let's call her Kylie.
Oh.
She comes. No. She starts joining in. And starts saying like, oh my god, you're the most annoying person in the
they're
world.
They're getting up on all of them.
You're so weird. Nobody allowed you. There's something wrong with you. You sound like you just need to shut up and be left alone. So then, Orla's friend.
Yeah.
Let's call her Gwen.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Sorry. Let's call her Gwen. She comes on. She's like, you guys thought you stop being mean to her. She doesn't know how much. She sent like one message. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Like, there's really nothing wrong with that. So then, Maya comes back and she's like, okay, you guys need to stop talking right now. You guys never shut up on this group chat. You just need to stop. Just stop, okay?
I don't like Maya.
No, Maya's a bit of a... bit of a, you know, I own the place. I'm a popular kid.
She is.
Oh.
So, the admin on the group chat.
The admin.
Cool. Oh, the person that can like remove people?
Yeah.
Yes. Let's call him Jimmy. He comes into this, okay? And he's like, what's happening?
Bro thinks he's the main character.
He's the admin.
True.
And so he's like, okay. And so they tell him what happened, and then he's like, alright.
Just look back at the old messages, you brat. You don't have to tell him what happened.
He removes Orla. And he removes Gwen.
What?
Why is Maya not being removed? Why is Maya still on the group chat?
This is outrageous.
Now we've got another group chat called the Minecraft group chat.
Okay, that's normal.
Is it one without Maya? Please tell me you made one without
Maya. It is. But the admin on our group chat is the same one on that one. And he decides to remove from that one as well.
What?
Wait, so who did he move? He removed Orla.
Okay.
Orla from both group
clearly,
chats.
Clearly, Mr. Admin thinks...
has a thing for Maya. He has a thing for Maya.
Yes.
It's blatantly obvious.
Yes, okay, he's like, he wants to be in with the popular lads and girls. He wants a girlfriend.
He removes her from the group chat, okay? And so Orla, she gets this message from a girl who's friends with Maya and Kylie. Let's call her Molly.
Okay, so hang on. Orla gets... Oh, yeah, okay.
So, Molly comes in. She's texting her privately as well. Like, she's got... Orla. She's found her number and she's like texting her privately like, what the hell are you doing? Why are you being so mean to Maya?
Why is everyone ganging up on Orla?
This isn't nice, is it?
Thing is, so this is like, my phone goes off at a certain time, obviously. So I was not here for this when this happened, because this happens like night time.
Yeah.
So they were just by themselves at this point.
Yeah.
Anyway, they were texting her, like, she's like, and so Orla was just like, okay, how'd you get my number? Can you just leave me alone? And like for some reason, Gwen started crying.
Wait, who's Gwen?
Because of this.
Gwen, why is she crying?
I don't know.
She's the friend.
She started crying. She's the friend. Okay. And so after this, right, Maya and Kylie are just on the group chat saying how annoying she is.
It's just typical girly, bitchy behaviour.
And ever since they removed Maya and Gwen. No, not Maya. Ever since they removed Orla, yeah. There has been no talking on the group chat for like a week.
Wow.
Because she
end of an era.
People liked talking to her. People really liked her. People liked talking to her because she was like a nice. She's a nice person. She's a really nice person. She's one of my friends actually.
I feel bad for Orla.
Yeah.
Give Orla my condolences.
And they all ganged up on her as well.
Oh, so were you just a bystander in this, reading the messages?
I was like a day after reading the messages. So I was like scrolling through. I was like, oh my god, what the hell happened here?
Just because she said 6-7 one time.
Well, yeah, one
that's
message.
That's where 6-7 gets you.
I mean, she probably stepped the line there. She did step the line, but the overreaction was. It was, yeah, it was an overreaction. It was ridiculous.
It was.
But yeah, 6-7 is. No need to say that. But that's ridiculous. What an outlier. Outcry.
That was some hot goss. That was crazy. The year 8 drama is hustling and bustling.
It is.
Don't get that in. What are we in? Year 12.
12, that's it, yes. Sad.
Yeah.
We used to have that sort of drama.
Yeah.
Now we're just specks. Specks of dust.
Yeah.
No, the thing is, year 12 is more important than year 8, though.
Obviously, yes.
Yeah, exactly. You get more recognition. You get more respected.
That's true, but...
We're treated like dirt.
Okay.
We are not treated well. Year 7s get all the fancy treatment. They're like angels.
Oh.
They are.
So did you have the prime year last year?
No. Because my head of year is such an annoying person.
I thought you were gonna say something else, though. I was like, Evie, but no.
Anyway, but she is so annoying because she is really, she can be nice. She's a history teacher. She's got that like boring aspect to her as well as that like mean aspect to her.
I've known a few boring history teachers in my time. I know who you're thinking of.
And you got to look at her like so sideways. I'm scared.
Biscuits. Oh, is it a biscuit?
Mm.
Yeah.
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 I'm trying to think if I've got any more gossip.
Any more gossip, yeah. Grab a bit of popcorn or a cup of tea, anyone, if you...
Some more tea.
Grab a pause and then press the pause button.
You can have a conversation while I think. Just have a conversation.
Okay, well, I will bring up a conversation, if that's okay.
Go for it.
Oh, and this is the main one that I thought we'd bring up. We stole things.
Shut up.
Yes.
Yeah, we were quite the thief artists back
Please
in our
Please tell me this is not from an actual shop.
No, it's not from an actual shop. You're like where it's from.
From places like...
Yeah, like where? So not from actual shops.
No, from Holiday Club and Aftercare. From Holiday...
I knew it.
Didn't we take from the...
Good News.
Yeah, the Good News.
Yeah, well, that's like a, you know, just a charity place, pretty much.
We stole from a charity.
You stole from the charity? No.
We were really good people.
That's
I think
awful.
I also stole from... You know, like, brownies?
Yeah.
I stole the...
So they give you a teddy, you know, for...
You know when, like, they give you, like, a teddy bear, like, a book, and you got to, like, write about your journey with the teddy, right?
Oh, yeah.
I stole the teddy.
You stole the teddy.
And what did you say to them?
I couldn't find it.
You couldn't find it?
Because this is like after COVID.
Why didn't you just give it back?
Because of Will. He told me to keep it.
Oh, Will.
It was like after COVID. And they were like, I had to go back. And Will was like, keep it. Just keep it. They don't need it. They can get another one.
That's awful.
And they got another one. They got this like massive one now.
So Evie had a little tiddler. And they had a big... So she kind of helped them out.
Yeah.
So do you still have it?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. We're going to have to bring it into this room.
We are... No, I stole from Holiday Club.
Let's explain what that is.
So it's like a kind of... So in the summer holidays or half term, you can go to school and then do a little club.
Yeah, but it's not like lessons and stuff. It's just like activities, some art,
like going to what's it called?
Go on trips.
The beach place.
Western Supermare.
There you go.
Western Supermare, yeah.
Long trip.
Yeah.
Long trip. Very long trip.
Nikki.
I will just say her actual name because...
I did go.
Yes, Jemima did go. Now, what I stole from Holiday Club is... I'll name a few. You know, Ben 10, his watch.
That's why we have two. That's why we had two.
Yeah, but this one was better. This one was the original Ben 10 watch.
This one was nice.
I also stole a little notepad of a monkey with a French outfit on.
Oh, that's random.
Very random. But from the charity, I stole a Pokemon figure. He's in the other room.
Why didn't you just buy it? It was probably only like £1.
It was probably, yeah.
It was free.
Yeah. It was free. I know, we weren't very good civilians.
No, you weren't very good civilians.
We really
And you can't come and arrest us because it's an old crime. And plus, We did give them back. We borrowed them.
Sure. Yeah. Definitely. About Holiday Club, you know my brother.
Yes.
He's a very well... Like, he wouldn't do things like that. He's a very... You know what I mean? He's a very proper man.
You work at Holiday Club.
He doesn't do cheeky things, but...
Oh, no.
This is one of the only times I've ever seen my brother angry. He's also a very calm guy. You know him. He's just a very nonchalant guy, my brother.
Yes.
No. So, basically, my mum works... Well, she used to work at the school in which we used to attend.
Yes.
So, she would donate our old toys to the Holiday Club sometimes. Mm-hmm. To
really?
Be nice.
Yeah.
So, you might have stole something of mine. Yeah.
Was the Ben 10 watch?
Sadly not, but I wish I did... was cool enough for that. But no, my brother's car collection got sent to the aftercare without my brother's consent.
I hate it when parents do this.
And Bertie didn't know this. And my mum was like, oh, I just lost it, Bertie. I don't know where it's gone after he was complaining. We went to Holiday Club. He goes, Jemima, come over here. I go over, his whole car collection. And he was like, I hate my mother. He's like, no, I want to go home. And he's like screaming and throwing things onto the floor. He's really young at this. He's like 9 or something.
Yeah.
And Nikki's like, you just need to calm down, Bertie. She's quite an angry woman. Calm down. And he was like, okay, fine, I'll calm down. And he goes to me, I'll show you what I'm going to do later. So I go away.
Oh,
and then we get into the car later. He opens up his mouth and I'm like, she's like, you two were awfully quiet. And I was like, don't know why. And my brother was like, yeah, don't know why. And we get home and he puts them all back on his shelf where they were before. That night when my parents were tucking him into bed, they stole the cards. And they got us out of bed and sat us in the living room like, where did you get these cards from? And I was like, Bertie stole them from the aftercare. I can't do
it
anymore.
Oh my gosh.
I snitched on him. Because I cracked under the pressure.
Mm. See, I was different. I would actually lie for Will.
That's good.
Especially when he cut my hair. I was like, oh yeah, I cut my hair myself. Definitely wasn't Will. It wasn't nothing. I would always take the blame for him.
She's a very good sister. One of the best sisters you can get.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I wasn't a good sister in that moment.
No. What happened?
Cracked.
My mum compromised. She said, you can pick your favourite 3 cars and keep them. And I'm donating the rest back. And my brother was like, no, you're not.
Oh,
these
my
are
gosh.
My cars. I'm putting my foot down. He's like, on the floor. And he's such a calm guy. It's so out of character. And he's like, if you even lay hands on my cars again,
oh my
I'm
God.
Going to do something bad.
Oh
I'm
going
to say
gosh.
A naughty word. And my dad was like, what naughty word will you say, Bertie? And he was like, I can't say that now. You have to wait and see. And he stormed off. But the cars were kept, and I still have most of the cars. We got rid of some of them now.
Really?
But we've still got about 20 out of the 50, and they're still in our house. And I do remember Nikki asked if my mum, like, did you donate the car? My mum was like, no, you must have dreamt that.
Blimey, that. Blatant lying.
Blatant lying because of my brother's misbehaviour. Even though it was kind of my mum's fault, in my opinion.
Yeah, she should have asked.
Parents should ask you if they're going to give something of yours
definitely.
Away.
Definitely.
So that's a crazy story for you.
That is crazy. That's a crazy story. That is one of the funniest stories I've ever heard. That was so funny. Blimey, that. Right, shall we get on to the main...
The main event.
Yeah, the main
How
event.
How long do we spend doing that?
Too long.
But it's fine.
So we're going to reveal our GCSE results in just a tick. First of all, Evie, what
you were looking at me.
Do you think your... By the way, GCSE, everyone knows what GCSEs
if
are.
If you Americans don't know, get a life and Google it.
It's basically you guys' SATs before
they don't
your
know
school.
What that is, love. They don't
the end
do
of elementary.
It's just some ridiculously hard exams you have to do when you're 16 for no reason.
It's stupid.
It's stupid.
Anyway, Evie, what do you think you would get on your GCSEs, going from maths all the way to English? You know, just go all subjects that you do now. What do you think you would get in a grade? Then start with maths.
Maths. I think history. I'm not going to take it, but if I did, probably like a 4 or 5. Mm-hmm. I'm not very good at history. Geography, maybe like a like a 7, maybe. Geography, geography maybe a 6.
Yeah, no, no. 7. You said 7.
Well, once you've done your GCSEs, we're going to
compare.
Okay. From, what other lessons do I do?
German.
German. Oh, yes, I do German, not Spanish.
Yeah.
German. I'm not going to take any languages, because you don't have to take one.
Yeah, but...
But if I did, I'd probably get like a 5.
Mm-hmm.
French, probably like a 4. Not very good at French. Drama. We don't take it anymore.
Oh.
You're not allowed to take it until GCSEs.
I know.
No comment.
It's really unfair. They're afraid of English. So now you got like the.
Oh, we have to do English.
No,
in the timetable. You triple English now.
Yeah, I got triple English because they got rid of drama.
Ew.
Not good.
If we started drama, I'd probably get 6.
Okay. Yeah.
Music, 5 maybe. I can see his frustration in his face.
No, music. I don't even know if you.
Okay. Science, English.
English,
probably like 6, 5.
For what? For language? And what about literature?
What's the difference?
She's not there yet.
Okay, never mind. Yeah, let's just go with that.
Sorry.
Science.
Science. Biology, we're doing all three, or are we going for?
All three.
Or together or separately?
Separately.
So, biology. What's in biology?
So, plants, cells, back then.
Because of Will, probably. 7, 8.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because of Will and is. What are the parts of the cells? You must know them off by heart.
Oh, that's good. You will.
Mitochondria and cytoplasm and nucleus.
Okay.
Lovely.
Oh!
Oh, it's quite hot in here. Oh, poor curtain.
Okay. What's in physics?
Physics. So you know, electricity. You're talking about components.
The massy one.
Yeah.
Probably 6, 7.
Seven. Chemistry is like, you know, the
covalent bonds,
you know, periodic table.
Like 5, 6. I'm not very good at that type of stuff.
Yeah, me neither.
I think the thing I'm best at is biology in my sciences.
Yeah, that me too.
Yeah.
William.
Shut up.
I'm going to throw this at you if you say one more negative thing with your eyebrows. You're like,
Okay, what else is there? What else is there? No, computer science.
Oh.
I would hope to get quite a high score in computer science. I would hope to. Maybe like a 7 or an 8.
Lovely.
You do a lot of coding in GCSEs computing though, don't you?
No idea.
I think you have to do quite a lot of like Python and stuff like creating.
Yeah, you'll get.
You
got to
like create an app and stuff or something like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
What else is there?
Is that it?
I think that's everything.
You don't do PRE.
Oh, PE. Probably like.
PE.
PY like a 4. Yeah, you've also got business and law.
You don't do them yet. Do you?
You've also got DTA in like textiles.
Oh, what do you do for DTA? Yeah. Making cakes, I think, isn't it?
Well, there's cooking. You can take the cooking. I think I might get quite a high score in cooking. I like cooking.
Ending that conversation there. You can't take a cooking GCSE.
Yes, you can. You can. You can take it.
I think it's like an equivalent qualification. Well, it's not equivalent, but they say it's equivalent.
No.
Because not by the GCSE people.
You can take cooking. For GCSEs, you can. It's like you got like a 3-4 hour lesson. Where you got to cook. No, it's not that easy, Will.
Well, like my master chef.
You cook like a 3-5 course meal.
Really?
Yeah, you do a lot of cooking in GCSE's cooking.
Oh, food prep.
Yeah.
High school offer that. Yeah, that is a thing.
Okay. DTA.
You also have to do like the biology of the food.
Yeah, obviously. You got starch. You got a DTA.
No,
which
plants. Glycogen. No.
Starch was right, Will.
I don't know. I've forgotten it all now.
It's more like. Nutrients and bacteria,
pathogens.
That's what I learned in year 7, and stuff like that. Anyway, but then you got DT, which is like woodwork and vectorizing and like 2D design.
What did you get?
Hopefully a 6 or a 7. And then textiles. I haven't done that yet, but it's the next step of DT now.
Mm.
They've taken out vectorizing and they're turning it into textiles.
Yeah.
Textiles. Awesome. And I probably get like a 5.
Right. Okay. Let's reveal this. Like, this is big, guys.
This is it. We've not told each other, and it's so long ago since we found out. So
yeah,
I'm quite nervous, actually.
This is important because Jemima and I have grown up so much through subjects. We used to have maths a few.
You're not supposed to say names. We're too far in now.
Shoot. We had maths with that man, and it was some great memories.
It was horrendous. We
terrible.
Knew nothing. We were
fucking
so
useless.
Bad.
What, 5% of
used
tests?
To explain to me what the number 69 meant in maths. All I remember in year 7 maths. All I remember.
Wow. I mean, that's important, of course.
It's important.
But, yeah, we've gone through a lot together, and we're about to reveal...
I'm going to cry. I can't. Okay.
Right.
Oh, I forgot to bring the papers. Well, I'm just going to have to... I know them anyway.
Yeah, she knows them. Right, okay. Let's start this off. So, for example, we're going to do like as a tallying system.
A tally?
Grab a pen.
I'm going to write it.
Oh, Evie's got a pen, don't worry.
Oh, I've got a pen.
Yeah, so write it. So, Will, Jemima, and then you just do points.
I've got to put my mic down, by the way. So, I won't be speaking a bit much.
What? No, you don't. You just put the... Yeah, and then just write it with the other hand. So
criticizing person, Will.
Be nice.
See, do I understand?
Right, right there, and then just put the score we get, okay? So if it's a 9, it's a 9, and then if it's a 1, if it's
I'm
a 4,
so
then
so
it's
scared.
A
4.
What subject did you guys take? Well, that doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Okay, never mind.
You just put like the letter next to it. Okay. Sure. So, for example, music will be compared to art.
Okay,
so
we'll
do like that. Okay, right.
Should we start a maths? Or should we leave maths?
Leave maths.
Should we start at English language? Because I feel like neither of us, not really our jam.
No, not at all. Right.
Do you want me to say?
Yeah, you go.
I'm happy with my English language. I got a 6.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Good.
Well done.
Which I'm happy with.
What is your English language?
Stupid example. The Welsh one. Whatever it is. Yeah, something like that one. You know which one I'm on about.
Yeah.
Horrendous. Really? You had to... Like you got given a text, write an article, like you have to write an article based on the text you were given.
Really? We could just write an article on a statement.
I wish we could do that, but no. You had to like be pernickety. And then it was just a stupid example. They've changed the exam board and the score now. So
good,
that.
Good, yeah, okay. Yeah. Right, for English language, actually. 6.
Hey!
Yay!
Matching.
Yeah. 6.
Quite
awkward
people.
Yeah.
Like,
really, come on. Yeah, but 6. One paper for English language, that's it. For
I did 2, but I got a 6 in both of them, so.
But yeah. We had this stupid thing, and also in my English language exam, there was an interruption that we do it online for some stupid reason.
That's pretty weird.
But the whole system crashed. So we got. So yeah, we buggered it up pretty much.
So what did you do?
We had to just reload it and then we carried on. We
that
got extra
really
time.
Stressful,
yeah, it was.
Like
it,
that takes a toll on you because that's like been stressful.
It ruins the flow.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll take it any day.
Anyway.
Definitely, because English is not my strong suit.
Yeah, me neither. Should we do lit while we're here? Just get English done.
Get this.
I'm also surprised with my English lit.
Really?
It was good.
I hate English literature. We do Mice and Men.
Better than what I do.
Midsummer.
Yeah. Great Expectations. Charles Dickens.
Ah.
Horrendous.
Is it?
So boring.
Literature's, and we also do poems, and it's not fun.
For my literature,
I'm happy with this because I hate English. You got a 7, so I'll take that.
Lovely. Yeah. So did I.
Yeah.
We're going so far. We've got the same.
Yeah. I'll take that any day. English, I hate English so
Me
much.
Too. So I'm so glad to get English out of my life.
Yeah. So that's out of the way, and I'm pleased. So I think we can move on. That's enough said for English.
Should we go to science? So we did the same exam board for science, AQA, and you did combined as well.
Yes.
So we're gonna for combined you get like 2 grades.
Yeah.
What's combined?
It's like less science.
Did you guys get a mark each science, like biology, chemistry?
Yeah. But then they combine it all together.
Okay.
So should we go with that?
Have you got a separate one? So you're gonna do.
So how should we just say our what we got?
Separate.
No, like how are we gonna do it? Should we just say the final grade we got?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. You don't want to do separate. You don't want to do biology.
Oh, we could.
If you want to. I don't know.
Yeah?
No. Yeah?
No?
Yeah.
Okay. For biology, I got... There's 2 papers. I got a 6 in one paper and a 7 in the other paper.
Great, yeah, great, yeah.
Should we
write
them or just one of them?
One of the seven, do the highest.
Yeah, do the highest. Right, you for bio.
For biology, so in pip 1 I got a 9, pip 2 I got a 9. But biology's the
he's a bio kid.
Yeah, biology is known to be the easiest out of the sciences. So, yeah, biology's cool.
You're such a science guy. It really.
But you remember me in first form.
You were so bad, and then suddenly you just start. You must admit, you were. Yeah. You got like 43% with me and everything.
30s and 20s.
And
I remember.
Now look at you go.
Well, listen, I mean it in the nicest way I can. You are a nerd. I mean it nicely.
No, no.
No, I mean it nicely. I mean it as in a way that you're smart.
You're an academic weapon.
That's so disgusting. Don't say that.
That sounds like it's like a mum that's like a like really geeky nerd. Like, don't care what the other kids say. You're an academic weapon. You're gonna make it big in your life.
Physics. Let's do physics.
Physics was rough. The first paper I found very hard.
People said this. I didn't.
Did you not find it hard? I found the first paper really hard.
By complimenting by calling you a nerd.
I got lower in paper one than I did in paper two.
I got a 5 in paper one and a 6 in paper two, which for physics and me is very. Definitely. I'm not a science.
No. Take that. Yeah, physics is hard. Yeah. Physics is really hard.
Bet you got number? Well. You're good at science.
I got a 9 and a 9.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Wait, how did you get a lower score in the first one and the second one?
Because, like, marks wise.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But okay, yeah, no, I don't know how, to be honest, but I'll take that. Physics is hard. I'm so happy I didn't take that for A levels.
You got the highest score, and you're like, yeah, physics, I'll take that.
No, but it's
hard.
Yeah, but it is. If you take it for A level, you're pooping your pants. Apparently, there's something like antimatter and photons.
In my brother's year, a lot of his friends took physics A level and they all came out crying. Even the teenage boys, the 18-year-old boys came out crying of the physics A level.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
That is crazy. Chemistry.
Chemistry. The bane of my existence. My least favourite thing in the entire world is chemistry. But I didn't do too bad.
Good.
My teacher was really happy.
Good.
In paper one, I got a 6.
Yeah.
And in paper two, I got a 5. But I was only 1 mark off a 6.
Yeah.
So, can't grumble.
Are you not going to appeal? Or?
I don't care about science that much. Besides, it wouldn't have changed my final grade because of how it, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, okay. What'd you get? Chemistry?
I like chemistry. Chemistry's my favourite.
So we already know what you've got.
Yeah,
99.
Yeah, 99.
Very respectable.
Yeah, in chemistry paper 2, I only got 7 marks off the full
shabam. Shut up.
Paper 2 was so easy, though.
Paper 2 was easy.
I remember messaging you.
For me, that tells you the paper was easy because I'm so bad at chemistry. I can't show enough how bad at chemistry I am. I didn't know what a molecule was till the week of the first chemistry exam.
Well, I mean,
but that's pretty respectable result for that.
Yeah, no, definitely.
So then in total I got 5-6 in science, and that's all I needed.
That's what you have to done. I bet you DJ Hips didn't get that.
No. And well, you got 9-9, that's not really.
Yeah, 9-9, yeah. Which I was really happy with. Even though when I got my results, I wasn't able to grab my results before my chemistry teacher came up to me and told me my result.
Oh.
So he spoils it for me, but it was fine.
That's fine.
It was fine. Yeah. So that's that. I'm really happy with that.
I love that. Well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
Right. Where should we move? Should we do... Let's do drama. I feel like.
Drama.
Yeah. And I'll do...
Oh,
business.
Business, yeah.
Show drama at...
Yeah. You want to go first, me?
You go first.
Business? Oh my gosh.
You just don't like business.
I do not like business. Last year, I wanted to take business A level, history A level, not sciences, not chemistry, biology.
No, you told me like...
Politics, history, and business. That was it. And I wanted to be business entrepreneur and all that, make money. Last year for my mock, I got grade 6. I dropped off, so I got a 9, then I got a 6. And I dropped off, and this time of the year, my business exam was at the same time as my history exam for both of them, and I was just like, so I focused on history. But out of the blue, and this one shocked me the most, I got a 9 in business. I know.
Well done.
I know. I know.
That shocked me because you were talking to me like you were gonna. You were saying to me like I'm gonna get a 4 in business. You kept saying that to me.
Yeah. I didn't. I was not loving business in the end. But well out done. Of the blue. Yeah. I'll take that any day. Yeah. A drama.
I wanted a 9.
Oh, no. Don't. No. No.
I got an 8. I'm not happy with an 8. It's probably going to get remarked. Because I'm only 4 marks off. My teacher is reviewing my paper this week, but I'm probably going to send it off because he's already said, because for my coursework I got a 9.
Yeah.
So, and if I'm only 4 marks off, it will be quite easy to bump it up in drama. So hopefully I can update as of like a few weeks time.
Cool.
Hopefully it will be a 9. But as of right now it's an 8, but that exam board is known for down marking people in drama. My whole class was 1 grade lower than predicted.
Oh really?
So a lot is being remarked.
Good.
But so I'm not too mad about it because I have a feeling it could go up.
Yeah,
if you know
definitely.
What I mean.
Yeah, so, well, yeah, you definitely deserve a 9 in drama. Which is great in drama.
And so. Can I ask, what do you do in drama?
You've got to do like, you got to make one piece of drama out of the blue. They give you a picture. You just have to come up with a 30-minute piece of drama from that.
So you make a movie, like a
like a play kind of thing, yeah. Like 5 of you, 4 of you in a group. And then you do one monologue, which you have the script for and you just learn and perform. And then one duologue you have the script for and learn and perform.
Duologue?
2 people. And yeah, and then a written exam based on 2 plays you've studied.
Yeah. Okay,
kind of
sorry.
A bit more boring.
I was trying to figure out what it was. You said you got paper.
Yeah.
I thought it was like they like, gave you some math test, like, who invented
drama. That would be horrible. Yeah.
It'd be awful.
Right, I thought with Manu, but drama anymore.
That's what drama A-level's like, but...
Is it really?
It's hard. It's hard. But it'll be fine. I mean, I understand it, so
yeah,
that's fine.
That's fine. Let's do... what? PRE.
You both
I'll do geography.
I'm happy about this. It's been remarked. It was an 8. But it's now a 9.
Yes!
I was only 1 mark off a 9. And my teacher looked at my paper and she was like, yeah, easy. They've undermarked you. They were like, yeah. She was like, easy. So I've got a 9. And
great.
Yeah. Can't be happier with that. Because such a time-pressured exam as well. I'm ready for that.
Good. I'm pleased. Yeah, PRE is hard. And there's a lot of
hand
aching.
Cramps, yeah.
So for geography, you gave me 2 things here. But overall, I got an 8.
Oh, very good.
A 9 in paper 1, and then an 8 in paper 2, and an 8 in coursework. So overall, 8. Yeah.
Lovely.
So I'll take that any day. Geography, it's known for having a tough grade boundaries, but it's known for being quite easy.
Mm.
But yeah, so yeah.
Mm, very good.
It's nice, yeah. Right. I'm leaning towards maths, but yeah, let's do maths.
So
our journey.
We've been for a lot. They made me do foundation maths. I didn't want to.
No.
Foundation maths.
You can only get 5. That's the top grade you can get. I could have done higher. You know me. I'm quite pessimistic. I wouldn't say that if I could.
No.
I could have done higher.
Yeah.
I think I could have got a 6.
Yeah.
But no, I did foundation.
Mm.
You did higher.
I did do higher.
I got a 5.
Yeah.
And I only dropped 14 marks across the 2 papers. So
you can't. Can't
complain with that.
Should have done higher, but
you know. Oh well.
Well, a pass in maths, it's over.
It's over. Maths is gone.
Thank you, Hugh. So in maths, I am completely shocked, and I just want to thank my maths teacher this year, the GOAT. Not my tutor. My maths teacher.
Your tutor. I know who your tutor is actually. I don't know who is your teacher.
James?
No.
Right. He was a GOAT. He was so good and he helped me so much. So, in total, I got a 7 in maths.
Lovely.
Which
well done.
I'm really happy with.
After the journey of maths.
After the journey, exactly. It never felt like it was possible. Yeah. Ever since back in the set 5s. Oh, set 5Bs and set 5As. Oh, tragic.
We got there. Let's have a handshake from maths. I'm getting emotional that maths is over. Oh,
yeah.
It's going to be sweaty, isn't it?
It's a handshake of many years of
era. Yeah. I'm gonna cry.
Since year 6 when we sat together in maths.
That's when we probably became closest because of maths.
Yeah. So
might not have been here without Matt. So I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry.
Wow.
Wow.
Let's move with music.
Music.
Right.
Did you ever take music?
No, I took it off. Okay.
Shame.
And then. What has happened here then? Because you were hinting at a catastrophic.
It's not catastrophic, but I'm.
Okay. That gutted.
I didn't get a 4, but I'm gutted. Yeah, obviously I didn't get a 4.
No.
I got a 9 in my coursework. I only dropped 2 marks across the whole thing. Full marks in performance, 2 marks dropped in composition. What more can you want, really? No one gets full marks in composition. 2 marks dropped is everyone gets that.
Yeah.
For the highest, so you know. The paper, I thought, had gone really well. I thought my essay was good. I thought I answered the questions correctly. I knew the cadences. I knew the keys. I was locked in.
Yeah.
Got the paper back, and it says I've got a 7.
Well, that's not bad.
I know, but I was predicted a 9 for the whole 2 years. I've been getting 9s in every single paper I've been doing. I got a 9 in the mock. I got a 9 in every single paper. My teacher looked at my paper, and he was like, this is ridiculous. They've undermarked you by far. There's so many things I would give marks for. We sent it back, still a 7. And I was only 1 mark off an 8, and they haven't even bumped me up 1 mark. So I'm,
That's a bit.
I know a 7 isn't bad.
No,
but
it's not bad at all.
In something that I was predicted a 9, it is gutting.
That is gutting. Oh, I'm really sorry. Because you're very damn good at music. And that.
Well, they've switched the exam board now because there's a guy in my music class who is like insane. I've never met someone so musical in my entire life. Yeah. And he got a 7 as well.
Really?
The whole of my class was down 2 grades. So
that's terrible.
Maybe it was the teaching, I don't know. Our teacher's not great. But the thing is we're all not stupid people.
No.
So we did the revision. Anyway, gutting, but it is what it is.
I'm really sorry about that.
It's alright.
I don't know if I've already told you this. I got this back ages ago, before the result thing.
Okay.
I got a 6 in arts, which I'm taking
anyway.
Okay,
yeah. You didn't vibe that in the end, did you?
Art was a horrible, horrible subject. So much work to do, and it messed with all your other revision. Because you had to put so much time into doing this book, cutting and painting. Yeah. Especially when you're not very good at it, and then your teacher comes on and goes like, wow, this is shit, in so many words. But
That's really encouraging of them.
Mm-hmm. Our old tutor, that one.
Oh, I didn't like her much, and neither did he. I remember she told you off for sleeping in tutor once.
What?
And you were like, I was awake till 4 a.m, miss. And she was like, oh, why were you awake till 4 a.m? And you were like, just watching Fortnite. You did say that.
Probably, yeah. I mean, new season.
I've never fallen asleep during Fortnite, not during Fortnite, during school.
Me neither.
I know a kid has, though. He fell asleep.
Yeah, I have.
The teacher came right up to him. Like looking down at him like that.
Don't.
And the guy's next to get a pen, start poking on head like, well, you gotta wake up now. And he looked up and he saw it. She was like so good, like she's like that.
Oh.
I know Will used to sleep
him.
In lessons.
He used to sleep in learning support with me. Next to me, he should be fast asleep.
For people who are a bit slow in their head.
It's a separate lesson,
but you're helping
like
them.
They teach you how to write and read, basically, because you're incompetent.
Yeah. Sad.
But there we have it. No, we played Scrabble and learning support sometimes back in the day when we were
very
in the same class.
Cool. Scrabble, very cool.
History.
You both take history.
This is the last one, isn't it? History.
You both took it.
Yeah. Now, as we know, my history mock went awful.
Yeah, what did you get?
4.
I thought it was a 5. I didn't know it was a 4.
It was 4 in one paper, 5 in the other. Okay. But I count it as a 4, because I shouldn't have got a 5 in that one paper. That was pure luck.
Yeah.
History has... That's been worse than chemistry.
What?
So many tears over history. I used to be so good at it, but the GCSE took it out of me.
Oh, jeez.
It
used to be
so
stinking.
Hard.
I used to be the opposite.
It was so hard. Like, we did some of the same stuff. But then I had to do I had to do the stupid. Not it's like it's a serious issue, but it should not be taught because people. It's still not solved. The Middle East crisis that's going on right now, still to this day.
What?
They make GCSE students struggle, and they're like writing about all the different conflicts, and that was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life.
Yeah,
because you have to be so unbiased as well.
Really. Homestead from like 19, just after the war.
That's way better. Why don't we do that?
I've did Napoleon.
Napoleon.
But it was a lot. Britain was boring because you have so many acts, like acts of the act of the
can't even remember that.
The Beaumont Society helped protect trans rights. I always remember that.
Quite recently.
1960. Yeah, it's quite recent, but Jemima's was more recent.
Yeah.
So yeah, but we did USA.
Yeah, we did
Cold
that
War.
USSR, Russia.
USSR, yeah. Which was.
I quite liked Russia. That was my favorite bit.
Yeah, definitely. Okay.
You go first. Because you usually do well in history.
Yeah, I mean, not back in the day. You remember first form with
you
the biscuit.
You were worse than me.
Yes, much, much worse. And then second form, I did okay, and then I picked it up slightly.
Yeah.
Paper one went terrible, because I missed that question.
Which question?
Coalitions.
It was an 8-marker. It was really hard. I wrote a load of crap. Absolute crap. It was really hard.
Yeah, it was really stupid. But the rest of the paper, I think, went quite well, looking back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the amount of marks I lost. And then paper two went really well.
Everyone hated paper two, but I loved it.
Really?
I thought it was really good. My whole school hated paper two, but I loved it.
Really? USA was a bit weird. It whipped out about like women. Like we I didn't really focus my revision on women.
I was lucky. I crammed it the
really?
Night before.
Oh my gosh!
I was lucky with that.
Yeah, but overall I got a 9, so I will take that definitely. But overall I only lost 13 marks, and considering I missed that question, the 8-marker.
Yeah.
So I take that.
Bit of a shock. I got an 8.
Really?
I got an 8.
Great.
That was all thanks to my brother's tuition.
Oh,
my
really?
Brother is a history guy. He did history A level. He could have done it at uni, but he chose to do music. But he is very good at history. He got an A in history A level. So very good.
Do you got a very musical family?
Very musical family.
Sorry, that just came
into my head. So he coached me through, and I got an 8, which I'm exhilarated with.
Yes.
It could have gone so bad. It really could have. Yeah. I could have failed. There was a point where it really looked like I could fail history.
Really?
But we pulled through.
Wow, I'm really pleased.
We've done really well.
We've done great.
We've done really well compared to a lot of people who I've been hearing their results. And I'm like...
Jeez, did you revise or what, mate?
Literally.
Someone who I went on holiday with to Portugal, he failed art. He got 3 in art. He got a 4 in classics, which he was going to take for A-level, so he couldn't take it for A-level. And then he didn't get a high enough mark for maths, so he couldn't take that for A-level, so he didn't come to the school in the end. He went to...
he's left!
Yeah, he left.
Oh, that's really sad.
Yeah. So, tough for him.
Tough crowd.
Yeah, but I think we've done great.
Let's handshake it. The third time.
Those are yours then.
Okay, right. Well, these are scores.
Yep. I think if you have a look at it, you'll see you got the
Will's done
higher.
Better.
But then again, you did do really well, Jemima.
SP, does that mean science physics?
Yeah.
Right,
sorry, I put S down first and I ended up raising.
That's okay. Right, okay. I look at here. So if you look at English language, 6-6. So we're equal. We're 1-1 at the moment. Then English Lit, 7-7. It's 2-2. Then we get to physics, 6-9. I've taken it 3-2. And then... biology 9, so 4-2, and then chemistry 5-2. But now we
drama
and biology, but drama maybe remark, right?
Yeah,
so
hopefully a 9.
Hopefully,
but we don't know.
And then I had business, that was it, and that was a 9. So it's like 4-6-6-2 at the moment. But then PRE 9,
pulling through.
Lovely, that's a beautiful score. And then that was geography, so that's 6-3. And then maths 5, maths 7, so 7-3. And then music 7, art 6, that's 7-4. And then history 8 and history 9. But I think that history 8 is more like history 9 from where you came from. So I say that's a draw. So 8-5. high. But overall, we've done great.
We've both done really well. Yeah.
It's just the sciences that boost up the score there.
It is like, I'm not a science gal. I've never been a science gal.
No, if you look at the scores, they're pretty much equal, except the sciences. Like PRE, better. Okay, maths, except maths. But music and history,
but
equal, pretty
time,
much.
But the math wasn't your fault, though, because didn't you say that you weren't
maths,
allowed to
maths, I couldn't
to
get any higher than a 5, yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So Jemima did the best she could.
So technically, what score was your maths AOL?
7.
So technically, Jemima got higher than you in maths because she got the highest mark she could.
Yeah. That's true.
But it is an easier paper.
Yeah.
But oh well.
We've done well.
We've done great.
We've done really well.
Oh, GCSEs, the torment is over.
They're done.
Now on day levels.
Harder.
yeah, definitely.
You guys make it seem so, like, terrifying and so traumatizing.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. If you don't work hard, then you don't go through it as much. But if you care, we cared.
Yeah.
We wanted to do well, then it is a lot. It's a lot.
You're gonna be in college when I do my GCSE.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So well, that's mad.
Didn't want to help you anyway.
I'm text up.
Sorry, I'm joking. That was a joke. That was a joke. Of course I would help you with your sciences and yeah, everything else. Yeah, I mean, I wasn't great at English, but... Anyway, I think that's a great way to end.
It's a great wrap.
Yeah, thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed our GCSE results.
Thank you.
We'll see you guys in episode 4. We've got a lot coming up in that episode. Remember to check out the Halloween episode that's going to come at the end of September, October.
October.
No, November.